LVMH buys Bulgari, or should I say Bling? Meet Bling.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Jeremy Hobson. The French luxury goods company LVMH has bought itself some jewelry. In fact, more than $5 billion worth. The company just announced it will buy the family-owned Italian jeweler and watchmaker Bulgari. From the European desk, we're joined now by Marketplace's Stephen Beard. Good morning, Stephen.
Hello, Jeremy.
So first, tell us about these companies.
LVMH is the world's largest luxury goods group, and the Italian jeweler Bulgari is the smallest major jewelry maker. What is going to happen with this is LVMH is getting a 51% stake in Bulgari. This is turning LVMH into an even bigger collection of luxury brands. They already have fashion brands like Louis Vuitton and Fendi and Christian Dior. And, Jeremy, they'll have absolutely no trouble celebrating this deal. They own champagne brands like Dom Perignon, Krug, and Veuve Clicquot.
All right. Well, Stephen, the luxury goods market has experienced a slightly different recovery than the rest of the economy. Put this deal in context for us.
Austerity is certainly out of fashion for those that can afford it now. And analysts say this deal is a sign of success. Business in the luxury goods market is booming, especially in China and in other big emerging markets. So this deal will help the company exploit the surging Asian demand for high-class bling.
And what about you, Stephen? You've got any high-class bling on right now?
Why do you think I'm working in radio, Jeremy? No. And I'm wearing a $15 watch.
Marketplace's Stephen Beard in London, thanks.
Okay, Jeremy.
Well, to a completely different sector of the economy now. You've heard about all the budget problems facing cities and states. Today, one of the first cities to file for bankruptcy after the financial crisis in 2008 is trying to get out of it. A judge is set to rule on a plan for an exit from bankruptcy from the Northern California city of Vallejo. Kelly Weiss reports.
There's a sign outside of Vallejo's old fire station headquarters, closed. In case of emergency, call 911. But Vallejo Fire Chief Doug Robertson says 911 isn't a sure bet anymore. There used to be four dispatchers to answer the phones. Now there are two.
It's serious business when somebody's breaking into your home or your house is on fire and you call and no one picks up the phone. We get those complaints and they're legitimate.
The city shut down three of its eight fire stations after filing for bankruptcy in 2008. On a Monday night, Robertson's car bumps along roads full of potholes. The city has put street maintenance on hold, and the police department has lost more than 30% of its officers. Robertson grew up in this town and says residents are more emotionally and financially strained than before.
Well, economically, it is as bad as I've ever seen it.
The city has a plan to get services restored. It hinges on paying creditors what it can, and those creditors are mostly city employees. Some could end up getting 5 cents on the dollar for retiree health benefits and back pay. The next step is to jumpstart the economy. Michael Cohen hopes to attract private businesses. He's the board chairman of Vallejo's Chamber of Commerce. He says a faster permitting process and deferral of some startup costs could help do that.
Something to give them an incentive to say, you know, hey, Vallejo's offering this. Vallejo wants us here. They're really willing to work with us. Let's go here. Let's go to Vallejo.
Cohen says landing big box stores would create jobs and draw traffic from the highway running into the San Francisco Bay Area. That could entice a large retailer, despite the city's debt problems.
Nobody builds a store, you know, based on the past. They're basing it on the futures.
That's Malachi Kavanaugh with the International Council on Shopping Centers. Kavanaugh says local consumers are starting to spend more and retailers are looking to expand again after the recession. In the meantime, city leaders say Vallejo still has to get out of bankruptcy and restore confidence in public safety. From Vallejo, California, I'm Kelly Weiss for Marketplace.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks are mixed across the globe this morning. London up about 0.5% right now. Tokyo down almost 2%. Oil has jumped above $106 a barrel in overseas trading as the fighting continues in Libya. On Wall Street Friday, the Dow fell 88 points to close at 12,169.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Yellow Book 360, offering a spectrum of marketing tools for small businesses designed to go beyond yellow. More at yellowbook360.com. And by Chevrolet, maker of the new Volt, which plugs in anywhere and goes everywhere. Available in select markets. Details at chevyvolt.com.
In Western Canada this week, computer researchers and hackers are converging. They're competing in the annual Pwn2Own hacking contest, and they're hoping to walk away with hundreds of thousands of dollars in prizes from Hewlett-Packard and Google. It's one of the few ways that people who ferret out all the bugs that infest our software can actually get paid, as Marketplace's Steve Henn reports.
Pwn. It's geek speak for dominating someone in a video game or hacking a computer and taking it over, owning it. For years, Charlie Miller has pwned Pwn2Own. He's won the contest 3 years in a row. His target? Apple.
For a while, I was doing it because no one believed that Apple products could be hacked.
Not true. Charlie's hacked Apple left, right, and center. He once figured out a way to send text messages to an iPhone, break it open, steal your passwords, download your bank balance.
And there was a guy from Apple there, and I saw as soon as it happened, he was on his cell phone, you know, dialing home to Apple and telling them, you know, the problem and how to fix it. So, you know, it was worth it just to see the panicked look on his face.
But when Charlie finds something like that, Apple doesn't pay him a cent. So in the last year, many professional security consultants like Charlie have stopped sharing the flaws they find, except in contests like this. In the hacking wars, these are the good guys. And some of the best are on strike. In Silicon Valley, I'm Steve Henn for Marketplace.
And finally, thought the airlines came up with all the fees they possibly could? Nope. Even though fees brought in about $22 billion last year, there are more on the way. One, according to the Wall Street Journal, is a fee for insurance in case of a blizzard. And another, Delta will become the latest airline to let passengers pay for seats that recline more, though it will still be your responsibility to clear that deep recline with the person sitting behind you. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
The protests in Cairo were about rights for everyone, but one particular group was there in force, and they are making sure they're not forgotten.
This is a potentially battleground as women seek to claim their part of this revolution and to prevent any backsliding.
I'm Kai Rizdal, Egyptian Women and Economic Equality, next time on Marketplace. It's from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.